السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We'll continue in أسماء الله الحسنى, the names and attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And again, we repeat the purpose of talking about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us in this life. And the only way to know Allah is through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Himself. And through what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, revelation through the Quran and through the Sunnah. Inshallah, for the sisters, if you can, inshallah, those who would like to talk can step out, inshallah, and those who would like to listen can sit around, inshallah. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to us about anything unless we understand it and we can comprehend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. And through His names and attributes, we understand something of the names and the beautiful attributes of Allah, and it is how it is manifested around us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَخَلَّقُوا بِخُلْقِ اللَّهِ. Have the manners of Allah. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made in us qualities from His attributes. And we can enhance these qualities or not enhance it. Inshallah, today we'll talk about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. And we'll try to make it short. I know you've all been here for a long time today. The name, as we are used to saying that the name, it is difficult to translate it to English, but it is. We try to understand the meaning of it, understand the concept of Ash-Shakur. First, the word shukr, and shakur, and shakir, is in Arabic. It is used for example, a camel that has a lot of milk to give. It is a camel that is shakura. For a tree that has a lot of small trees around it, that it is providing it. You know, provided more trees from the same kind all around it. Okay? It is said about the plant that is does not need much water and it grows nicely and strong. So it is has to do with giving. The name Shakur has to do with giving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in abundance for so little that we do. Allah gives us an abundance for so little that we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to appreciate what He's given us and show us how to appreciate what Allah has given us and thank us for this appreciation. So we thank Allah for the ability to know, and also for having tawfiq in doing so. So it is thanking Allah for being able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is impossible to do so completely, because part of thanking Allah has to do with knowledge. If you don't know what you're getting, You don't realize that you have to give thanks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُعِدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try to count the bounty of Allah, you will not be able to count it. You'll not be able to get a hold of it. So how could you thank Allah for something that you can, to begin with, you don't quite know what it is. You cannot quite surround it and realize what are you really getting. So from what we know about what Allah has given us, so little. So we do our ability to thank Allah for the little we know and for that which we do not know. Now, to think about what are you giving and what you are getting, it is mind-boggling. Because what we are getting is forever. And what you are giving is so little in such a short time comparing to forever. So if you count, if you put a one and so many zeros in front of it, as much zeros as you can possibly put, and you compare that to forever, this is becomes like a zero. The number that you put in becomes like a zero. Because eventually it will come to close to nothing compared to forever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in this earth for such a little time compared to forever. And give us so much in it. And give us the ability to thank Him for it. And Allah thanks us for thanking Him. Ash-Shakur is the one that gives and for appreciation of you're thanking Allah, you're thanking Him. That is generosity beyond our comprehension. So in Jannah is forever. It has no end. Allah created creation that has a beginning and has an end. This world had a beginning. Allah initiated the creation. And it will have an end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created beings that has a beginning and has no end. We have a beginning, but we do not have an end. Jannah has a beginning and does not have an end. Hellfire has a beginning and does not have an end. So that which has a beginning and has no end matches at the end, matches at the in the hereafter. There is no end, the end of this life, but it continues. So now Allah will take us after the end of this life, which is the end of our life. The difference between the end of our life and the end of this world is a day or a half a day, it will seem to us, or part of an evening or part of a day. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ رَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. The day that they will see it, they spend only part of a day, as if they spend part of a day and part of an evening. So that will end. Once we die, we'll move to the hereafter. A couple of hours, we are in the day of judgment. Now we are, inshallah, in Jannah. Now you're living forever. Now, how can you compare forever to what we have here? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in it, in Jannah, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على بالي بشر. That in Jannah, there is no eye have ever seen, no ear have ever heard, no heart have ever imagined. Okay, and you notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the eye first that has a limit. And then after the eye there is the hearing. The hearing, it has more than what the eye can see. The ear can hear in the circle of hearing is more than the circle of seeing. Now the circle of imagining things, it is more than the circle of vision and hearing. But we only can imagine that which we have data of. When we have information about something, that's when we are capable of imagining it. Okay, so but therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can, if you have not seen it, you have not heard it, so how can you imagine it? It is impossible. Inna la mawdu' sawta ahadukum fil jannah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Inna la mawdu' sawta ahadukum fil jannah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the space that a whip occupies, you know what a whip is and how thin a whip is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whip, that area that it occupies in Jannah is better than the earth and what's in it. That small area, as big, as wide as a whip and as long as a whip, okay, if you find it in Jannah, it will be better than the earth and what's in it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And when you see ثَمَّ over there, meaning هناك, meaning in Jannah, when you see that in Jannah, you will see نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. نَعِيم, bounty, مُلْكًا, ownership, كَبِيرًا. And who is saying that? Allah. When Allah says big, what does that mean to us? It is, you cannot really think about it. It is so much. And Allah called it mulk. Allah called it mulk. And mulk for you there. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a width of a whip in Jannah, okay, better than the earth and what's in it. Now imagine that, na'iman wa mulkan kabira. What would that be like? Now, mulk meaning an ownership, but it's not an ownership as we know it in this life. In this life, when you own something, Allah put a limitation on it of this life. This life has a quality. So whatever it is that you own, you're not absolutely own it. It belongs to Allah, but Allah has given you a temporary ownership on it. Okay? So, but in the hereafter, Allah has given you true ownership on it. It is yours. In this life, when we own something, we own it because we need it. So what you own, you need. It does not need you. Okay? But in the hereafter, what you own, you do not need. You're needing here meaning you need sustenance. And you do not get hungry or thirsty. You need health. You never get sick. So whatever it is that you have as mulk in the hereafter is not for sustenance to be able to function. It is for pleasure. Only for pleasure. So what you have there, you do not need. And when you want it, it will come to you. You don't have to go to it. Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has for us in a way of abundance that no eye have ever seen, no ear have ever heard, no heart have ever imagined. Now, again, when we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciating what we do, imagine that. Allah is thanking us for what we do. He is a shakur. So, now we have nothing, and Allah give us something. So, we thank Allah for what He's given us, and Allah, what He has given us, and Allah appreciates you thanking Him, and He thanks you for rewarding you. That does not happen within human being or any being. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Shakur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us for being thankful to Allah with our work. It is not a lip service. It is, yes, something you utter in the tongue, but the heart feel it and the action translated. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. It is not just to sit and remember Allah in our mind and our tongue and stop there. And think that we're going to get close to Allah with that. No. There are deeds that has to be done. So we thank in Allah for what He's given us by having it in the way of Allah. And to have something in the way of Allah is that you do not get busy with the ni'mah, but you see the mun'im, Allah. You see meaning you realize, you be aware of Allah. There are many on earth that they are in the ni'mah of Allah, but they look at the ni'mah and they forget about the mun'im. Only a believer that as soon as he sees a ni'mah, he remembers the mun'im. That's very important. Only a believer that as soon as he sees a ni'mah, he remembers the mun'im. So the one who only sees the ni'mah, once the ni'mah is gone, he is alone. But the one who sees and realizes the mun'im, when the ni'mah is gone, he has the mun'im. So he hasn't lost anything. The mun'im can keep and giving and knows that Allah will keep giving. The one who sees the ni'mah only, when he loses it, he thinks that he lost something valuable. But a believer, the only thing valuable that he would lose is the connection to the mun'im. Because he knows that when the connection with the mun'im is there, the hereafter has a guaranteed ni'mah for the believer. That does not leave you, nor you leave it. In this life, a believer expecting that the ni'mah can leave him, or he can leave the ni'mah and die, but knows that he will go to a place when that concept doesn't exist. The concept of the ni'mah leaving you doesn't exist in Jannah. And the concept you dying and leaving the ni'mah doesn't exist in Jannah. So that concept makes a believer always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never feeling anything that is never feeling sorrow of something that they would lose. But the only thing that a believer would be worried about is saying, for example, oof, what is that? This is the least expression for dissatisfaction. The least expression for dissatisfaction. That a believer is in a dangerous path when he goes there. Why? Because now you are disliking something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You are disliking something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ordained for you and written for you. And for a believer to feel that way is a deficiency. Because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you is good. Now, is Brother Lu'ay still here? Okay. Okay. Now, to look at what concept of thanking and the concept of receiving and giving. When we need something from someone, what takes place there? Many factors. When someone has something and He's going to give it to you. Number one, what he has to have an overflow, too much. Because if he has only what he needs, he's not going to give you any more. Because he cannot give you what he absolutely needs. And Allah has no need for his creation at all. And he always gives. When you dealing with a human being, that which he has, and he has abundance of, and he wants to give you, you have to be close enough to get it, and the environment has to be suitable for you to get it. If you're far away from him, you will not get it. If you try to get close to him and the environment does not allow you, Allah doesn't allow you, you don't get it. There are obstacles there. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have abundance in everything, and he created qadr, and he created everything, and nothing standing, no creation stands in the way of the creator. Allah can give you. Also, when you're dealing with someone, if you are not, if you do something to bother that person, to get this person angry, he might hold back on you. We disobey Allah and Allah keeps giving us and keep giving us. The sun rises upon the believer and the disbeliever. The food comes to the believer and the disbeliever. But then the believers, they go in levels beyond this ni'mah. Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He's a merciful and specially merciful. Merciful to all his creation, but especially merciful to the believers. Now, when you get something from a person, the relationship ends when you thank him for it. But maybe he wants you to repay him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you thank Allah for what he's given you, Allah give you abundance in infinity because of your action of thanking Allah. This is mind-boggling. Okay? It does not end when you appreciate what you have from Allah. It just begins. It only begins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-shakur, for that action that you have, Allah will give you in abundance. So why do we go to a creation when we go to the creator? But now Allah uses the creation to give the creation. So Allah will give someone to give you. Then the thanks here and the appreciation can go to both. Appreciation goes to the person, but first go to Allah and also go to the person. He who does not thank the people did not thank Allah. So the appreciation must be for a person who's doing so. That which you are receiving, you're either receiving it from someone who has a choice or from something that does not have a choice. So when you get it from something that does not have a choice, you thank Allah and only Allah. You get it directly, the rizq directly. You get the benefit directly from Allah through inanimate objects, or through plants, through animals. That rizq, you thank Allah for it. In abundance or in plentiful thanks. But then you will get something from human being like us, from someone who has a choice to give or not to give, to do or not to do, have a choice. Now, you thank Allah and also you thank the person for choosing to give you rather than choosing not to. And by thanking him, you also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a beautiful hadith about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wish to go for an aid and help of a brother, of a believer. Rasulullah ﷺ said he wished to go and be a helper to a believer. And what is the reward for that? The word reward for that, as Rasulullah ﷺ reported, is better than fasting 1 month in the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ and praying in the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ throughout that month. Imagine how many prayers is equal to one prayer in the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ. Is it 1,000? Huh? 500? Okay. Now? Sounds like an auction. It is in a way an auction. You know, who's going to do more? Okay. Now multiply that by 5 times, you know, 29 or 30 days. And you're fasting as well, okay? You go with your brother, try to help him in whatever it is that he needs. It's better than all this reward. That is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us for helping others, okay? And when we serve others, we are being thankful. That's a very important point. When we serve people, we are thankful to Allah. When we serve plant life, we are thankful to Allah. When we serve animals and birds, we are thankful to Allah. Do not belittle any of these actions. Of you see people sometimes when it's snowing and this and that, they go out and feed some animals because the food is not in abundance anymore. This action, okay, remember the one that going to Jannah because she took care of a dog that was thirsty, and we know what kind of a woman she was, as Rasulullah ﷺ reports for us. Okay? So this is an action that's why we are here. Okay? A mu'min is the one that gives safety to everything around. Mu'min from iman, from amn, from safety. So, a mu'min, everybody likes to be around because they're constantly helping others. But we have to be very careful. We are helping everything around us and mankind, animal life, plants, everything we are engaging in a positive way with everything because we are serving, but we're not pleasing, not necessarily pleasing. In other words, we do the work to help others, not to please others. Because when we go beyond the boundary of just helping according to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and try to please, you might go beyond the boundary and try to please. So you're not necessarily happy to please a person because you might be pleasing a person, but you're going beyond the boundary to do so. So always doing the work with the measure that we have, the measure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a perfect measure that Allah gives to mankind. The perfect measure that Allah gives to mankind. And we talked last Yom al-Ahad that about how everything has a measure. And the measure makes things easy to use. And mankind understands that. You know, there is a measure for the meter, measure for a foot or an inch. And actually, this original measure, They are made of a certain metal that does not contract or expand, and it is in a vault where it is, you know, protected, and the temperature has a certain temperature, so it will not, you know, change and so forth. Now imagine that measure changes in any measure, small or large, very small measure. Chaos will happen in the world. Okay, you know how things are made to fit each other, fit one another perfectly, because there is a standard all over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the standard, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? He is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our standard. That same thing happens. If you change in the standard a little bit, in any measure, chaos happens. Chaos happens. And there are some who change the standard in with a good intention. And chaos happens. After a while, as you're going on a railroad, just any difference in the measure will take you eventually to a completely different direction. You started with a fraction of something, of a millimeter, okay, different. But the more you go, the more it takes you away. The standard that we have keep us on ala sirat al-mustaqim. So we serve, but not necessarily we please. Okay? But when you serve, you'll find yourself pleasing those who also serve. But you might be displeasing those who are on a completely different railroad. Okay? That is not, you're not going to move and out of your way to a different path to please. We don't do that. Pleasing Allah is commanded and it is possible. Pleasing man, it is not commanded and it is impossible. It's impossible to achieve. So, we thank Allah for what He's given us by doing the work of Allah in helping. And of course, in the fara'id, that goes without saying that Allah have bestowed upon us, written for us to benefit ourselves. And then Allah will reward us for it as well. Okay? And then help mankind and everything around us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith, the meaning of it, that if you're today is the same as your tomorrow, or if your tomorrow is the same as your today, move. Right? In other words, you're not making any positive difference where you are. So you need to go somewhere else where you can find yourself some benefit, or find to your action some benefit that others will get from it. Nobody's benefiting from you here. You just, your tomorrow is the same as your today. So move. And he whose tomorrow is less than today and worse than today, the belly of the earth is better for him than the top of it. Meaning you're better off dead. And that makes sense. Because now your tomorrow, you're actually causing things to happen in a negative way. So your elimination from this is actually something positive. Okay, because your non-existent now will prevent mishap from happening, or prevent mischief from happening, prevent going into a negative in any way. Okay? And how to be positive? It has to be through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are all created for the purpose of pleasing Allah after all, and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the definition of worship? As some scholar put it, the definition of worship is any action that Allah is pleased with. is an act of worship. Of course, there are actions that is a must be of fara'id. But beyond the fara'id, there are many acts of worship that the acts and the movement on this earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with. There is islah fil ard, and there is a fasad fil ard. Islah, if you leave everything as it is, everything will work fine. But if you start manipulating things, you better manipulate it in a positive way to help others. Fasad is manipulated for some kind of a personal gain or some harm. An example, the river is running and people can walk and get water from it. Now, if you just do not touch anything, leave everything as it is, everyone will be able to go and get the water. Rain will be coming down and the river will be flowing by the will of Allah. You want to be muslih, get some pipes that's coming from the water, put it in a tank, distribute it to the people in their houses. Alhamdulillah, you now provided service at home when you be in your house and be able to get the water in your house. That is islah fil ard. Okay? You're manipulating things and doing that work and getting paid for it by manipulating it for the benefit. Versus somebody who would put a dam on this river so he collect the water and then distribute it and control, you know, the valleys and so forth and try to cause harm or otherwise gain so much wealth or cause harm. That is fasad fil ard. So when it is, as we're moving on in our life, it is something so little or something so big. There is always a test and there is always something to do. And we must think about it in a way, we must be positive in what we're doing. Must be given rather than waiting to get. And subhanAllah, Allah asks us to thank Him, to take what Allah has given us and give it to others and work with it with others. And Allah give us more abundance than what we are giving. It is the most, the ghani, the kareem, the most generous, the one with the abundance is the one who says, I'm going to give you with no limit. Just you have a potential of being a human being that you deserve the angels to bow to. So therefore, you work for these potentials and you'll get in abundance that has no limit. But also, you lose this and you let yourself go down, you'll be lower and you'll be the worst. And also, one will get what they deserve. Inshallah, everybody expected to leave after the show that you've seen today. But inshallah, if you would like to make any comments, please do so. The one who usually make comments left today, so somebody. Yeah, he's the one who starts. Yes, get everybody else going. So here's the microphone if you wish, inshallah, to say something. Anybody? Let's not stop this sunnah, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, you mentioned Naeem and Munam, very good point. And in the news today, I was watching in Washington, D.C., the ad they're giving on the buses, the one group who doesn't believe in God. So it was written like, what is God? And just do good for goodness. That was their advertisement. And then another group, the Christians, so she was a lady, they showed that she came up with the idea on the internet, and you know, she has started counter-advertisement, the creator, the sustainer, and she's giving that ad now. So they are going back and forth. And they will go on for a while. Yeah. The other point I want to say was that you said this time in this world is just like a zero compared to hereafter. And somehow it doesn't, if you think it looks like, then is it fair that you got such a little time to, for such a vast time hereafter? Like, and the test is, and the time of the test looks very short then for the reward that is here.
We get too much extra credit in the test. 3 points.
Won't say anybody else.
It's about ayat. I just remembered about Allah Shakir for some of our deeds. Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'air Allah. من حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. This is a wonderful example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will thank his creator, his creation, for doing something that he doesn't need or doesn't benefit from, but it's just something that Allah is so generous with us that he is thanking us for something that he can live without. Nah, just going between two places during Hajj, Safa and Marwa. That's basically a very simple thing. Wallahu a'lam. Nah, nah.
جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله